Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Thank you. Well, good afternoon and welcome back to the second hour of Swing Time on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM on Tuesday, the 26th of November 2024. Mike Coates here with some more jazz, blues and swing music. Today, I will be playing offering tribute to two major figures in our music who have passed away recently. In fact, my opening track was from one of the individuals concerned. That was alto player Lou Donaldson. And we heard the Lou Donaldson Quartet, which was Lou Donaldson alto, John Patton on organ, Grant Green guitar with Ben Dixon drums. It was recorded for Blue Note in New York City on the 24th of January 1963. Lou Donaldson died on the 9th of November 2024. His dates are 1st of November 1926 to the 9th of November 2024. The opening track was the title track taken from the Blue Note album, Good Gracious, and I think the style will be well known to many Swing Time listeners, a standard Lou Donaldson material. It may be summed up, I think, in the title of another Blue Note recording by Lou, Everything I Play is Funky, a sentiment which many listeners would agree with. On a rough estimate I carried out, I reckon that Donaldson played on some 200 or so sessions, many of them, of course, for Blue Note, with an overwhelming number falling within the soul funk category. Born in North Carolina, and after some musical experience with a Navy band during his military service, and in line with many young American musicians, Lou Donaldson, by 1950, was in New York. His first recording date from that time was with a rhythm and blues band led by Charles Singleton. And there was certainly quite an element of bop in the music that Singleton put out. But quite how he became involved in his next recording session is not clear, but it must be considered his big break into the big time. Here we have him accompanying Kenny Dorham, trumpet, Lou Donaldson, as I said again, on alto, Lucky Thompson, tenor, Nelson Boyd, bass, and Max Roach on drums. And the leader and one of the very first recordings of bop by Blue Note was Thelonious Monk. The recording was made at the WR studio in New York City on the 30th of May 1952, and it's Carolina Moon. Thank you. Minor Moon. Alfred Lion of Blue Note had first recorded Thelonious Monk in 1947, and as I mentioned, it was Lion's first bop recording. And by 1952, the date of that last recording, Lion was firmly committed to concentrate solely recording modern jazz. With hindsight, we know how successful he was to be. After the Carolina Moon date, Blue Note lost no time in including Lou Donaldson in a session with a pianist who would also become a stalwart of the Blue Note label, Horace Silver. On Lou's Blues, we also hear how Donaldson had thoroughly absorbed Charlie Parker's characteristics, a trait which was to remain with Donaldson throughout his career. Here is Lou's Blues with Lou Donaldson on alto, Horace Silver piano, Gene Ramey bass and Arthur Taylor drums. Recorded in New York City on the 20th of June 1952. Lou's Blues.
Thank you.
Blues, blues. Blue Note also gave Donaldson the opportunity to mix it up with other important figures on the modern jazz scene at that time. At this live date at Birdland, although still known as the Art Blakey Quintet, it certainly would develop into the saga of what we know as the Jazz Messengers. Another outstanding figure on this lineup is the trumpeter Clifford Brown, and the way that Clifford was really a genius of modern jazz reminds us how the music lost a key figure when he died some 2 years later. The track we are to play is If I Had You by the Art Blakey Quintet, and we have Clifford Brown trumpet, Lou Donaldson alto, Horace Silver again on piano, Curly Russell bass, with Art Blakey at the drums. Recorded in Birdland in New York City, of course, on the 21st of February 1954. Donaldson in fine form there. Not all Donaldson's recordings at this time were for Blue Note. One session was made for Bob Porter's Prestige label. As was commonplace at this time, it was a collaboration of saxophone players. The lineup being Art Farmer trumpet, Lou Donaldson alto, Gene Ammons tenor, Freddie Redd piano, Addison Farmer bass and Kenny Clark drums, recorded in New York City, 15th of June 1955. This is taken from the LP album Juggernaut, and this is a long track, but we do get to hear the solos of Lou Donaldson and Art Farmer. Also, it gives me the chance to say, our fade, not theirs. One pairing of Lou Donaldson's on Blue Note I have so far omitted are the sessions with Jimmy Smith. These bring us back to the funky soul aspects of Lou Donaldson's work, and as many Swing Time listeners will probably have the kind of sound in their mind's eye as they recall the contribution of Lou Donaldson to jazz music, I think it's acceptable and suitable to end our tribute to Lou Donaldson here. Lou Donaldson, 1st of November 1926 to 9th of November 2024. Here he plays Pork Chop. This is under the leadership of Jimmy Smith, and we have Lou Donaldson alto, Jimmy Smith organ, Quentin Warren guitar, and Donald Bailey drums. It was recorded in Englewood Cliffs, which means it's got Rudy Van Gelder's fingerprints all over it, on the 7th of February 1963. RMP, Lou.
Thank you.
Lou Donaldson there in typical Blue Note mode alongside Jimmy Smith with Pork Chop. You are listening to Swing Time here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Mike Coates presenting this second hour of our jazz, blues and swing music programme. And remember, John and I are invariably here on Tuesdays at 1 o'clock, and you can listen to the kind of music we've been playing today every week. We'd be pleased to see you.
Thank you.
The drummer, who brilliantly added a sense of urgency to Stan Getz's white rabbit cry of "I'm late, I'm late," was Roy Haynes, who sadly is my second jazz man today to whom I wish to pay tribute. Roy Haynes died on the 12th of November 2024. He was 99. A good age, you would say. However, it came somewhat of a surprise to me when I researched this that he was filling the drummer's chair in a big band as early as 1945. And in fact, the orchestra was that of Louis Russell, who we certainly remember as the big band boss of a number of Louis Armstrong's recordings in the 1930s. But by 1945, when the next recording was made, the lineup had changed somewhat, and not too many names, if any, will be recognised today. On trumpets, we have Chester Boone, John Swan, Emory Thompson, and James Mitchell. Luther Brown and Austin Lawrence, and Charles Williams trombones. Sam Lee, Clarence Grimes altos, Esmond Samuels, and Andy Martin tenors, Howard Robertson baritone, Howard Biggs piano, Dave Richmond bass, with Roy Haynes at the drums. Louis Russell was the director, and this was recorded at an unknown date in 1945. Whenever it was, Boogie was still in the bulk of the big bands. Boogie in the Basement. Roy Haynes in the drum chair in 1945. Roy Haynes was one of the most recorded drummers in jazz, but he is not associated, like, say, Joe Jones or Connie Kay, with one musician or group of musicians. And for this reason, I'm going to play only one more Roy Haynes track today, but he will be cropping up on future occasions. This is Mike Coates saying, I hope you've enjoyed the music that John and I have laid down today. It's always a pleasure to be here. And if you feel you would like to comment, you can always get to us on Sheffield Live, sorry, swingtime@sheffieldlive.org. We'd be pleased to hear from you. So, my final track is a trio track. I think this is an amazing record. It goes under the title of We Three, and the We Three are Phineas Newborn, Roy Haynes, of course, and the bass player is Paul Chambers. This is Phineas Newborn's tribute to Sugar Ray Robinson, and it was recorded in Hackensack on the 14th of November 1958. Here is Sugar Ray with Roy Haynes at the drums.